You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, and it is March Madness time. Selection Sunday later on tonight. So time now for our tournament update driven by Nissan. So a few games later on today. Tip off just now, Brown going up against Yale, the Ivy League final. Florida going up against Auburn, and that will be the SEC tournament. You've got Temple going up against UAB, the American Athletic Conference Championship, and Wisconsin going up against Illinois for the Big Ten final. So those are some of the games that are coming your way. Also, just trying to, and this is on ESPN, the men's bracket, Joe Lunardi, bubble watch, and what he's anticipating, UConn and Purdue being ones, North Carolina and Houston being ones, Arizona and Marquette, as well as Tennessee and Iowa State as twos. UConn and Iowa State coming out of the East, so the Boston area. Purdue and Tennessee coming out of the Midwest, out there in Detroit. North Carolina and Arizona coming out of the West in Los Angeles, and Houston and Marquette coming out of the South in Dallas. On the bubble watch, teams that are definitely are going to be by their TVs later on this evening: Texas A&M, Mississippi State, FAU, Colorado State, TCU, Michigan State, Colorado, and Oklahoma, as well as St. John's, Virginia, Seton Hall, Indiana State, Pittsburgh, Providence, Kansas State, and Ohio State. So a number of teams hoping, wishing. And then also there's talk and speculation as well, and people wanting for the college basketball March Madness tournament to change and make it available, opportunity for more teams. Here's my thing, Harvey. You know, the landscape of college sports is on the precipice of changing because of the conferences and them trying to make it like, you know, two huge, like, why change things now before you really know how everything is going to look and what the landscape really is going to dictate? Why change things now? I mean, and I don't necessarily think that this is broken. Do you?
This is not broken at all. I'm cool with it just being what it is, and the fact that we have like two playing games and all that. I don't know why we have to essentially hand out like participation trophies because you win your tournaments, and you're essentially being, this should be a privilege. You know, there's so many schools that haven't made it in so many years, and you want to expand the field for what? For money or for TV ratings, I guess, for that much. But this should be looked at as like something special. You don't want, it feels like you're just handing down things to these schools. Like,
Do I hear bagpipes in the background? Is the parade going by the studio? Like, I hear bagpipes in the background right now. No?
I don't hear, is it going by you? I don't hear
bagpipes. Maybe it's going by me. I don't know. I hear something. But nonetheless, back to college basketball. I understand what you're saying. Yes, money is the root of all evil. No, money drives a lot of how college sports and decisions that are made in collegiate sports. I get all that. Just my point is, you know, let's the landscape is changing, right? Colleges are jumping ship. It's the way we see these conferences now are going to be way different. My point is, let's see how before we change any type of playoff system, whether it's college basketball, college football, before we change anything, like, let's slow our roll. Let's see how these conferences pan out. Let's give it a minute. Let's give it like a good 2 years to see, you know, how this all plays out in regard to how the conferences are going to look, how different they're going to be, and then make adjustments if we feel we need to at that point. That's my point. I you know, it's amazing to me. College sports is so different, like, let alone the transfer portal, let alone NILs. Just college sports are just so different right now than anything like I could ever have imagined. And listen, this is why Nick Saban said that he got out. You know, he got out. He said NILs are destroying college sports. Now, do I believe that collegiate athletes deserve to get paid? I do. Do I feel that NILs is the best, like, way for college athletes to get paid? No, I don't. Nonetheless, I do believe collegiate athletes deserve some type of salary, considering all the money that they make for the universities and whatnot. Many people feel like, well, they're getting a free education. Isn't that enough? Well, no, considering the amount of money that these universities make because of these collegiate athletes, especially the stars. I don't. I think they deserve something. NILs is not the way that I would have gone. But anyway, we're really excited about Selection Sunday later. At least I'm really excited about Selection Sunday later on tonight. Again, this tournament update driven by Nissan, coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. Make sure you do that. I know we've got some calls coming in, 800-919-3776. We'll get to you in just a second, so hang tight. Over under, I'm curious. Two questions I want to throw out there. Number one, how many pools do you feel like the average person should participate in? Right? Like, is it just your work pool? Is it your, you know, is it work pool and a friend pool? And also I'm curious, do you also, if you're overseeing and you're managing, okay, if you're overseeing and you're managing a pool, how many brackets are you allowing for folks to participate? How many brackets are you allowing? Is it one only? Should it be a minimum of three, a minimum of five, or unlimited? Just curious. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Tony in a car. Tony, welcome in.
Hey, Anita, what's going on? I hear you about the college brackets or whatever. My question is, you know, before we expand it, I want to know, is it just to a point where they want to expand it for the people that win their tournaments, or is it to a point where it's strength of schedule? What's going to be the criteria? Right, because with college football, there looks like there's no rhyme or reason on how they're doing it, right? So if you give me a rhyme or reason on why they would expand it, it couldn't be nothing but good for college football. I mean basketball, because right about now, college basketball March Madness is ridiculous. That's one of the most watched events in the month of March, other than the Super Bowl. So now, if you could generate more revenue because you got teams that have won over 20, 25 games, but they don't get selected because they played in a poor conference, that's going to be do nothing but help these people out. What do you think?
Yeah, I understand. Like, and what that criteria will be, that's above my pay grade, Tony. My point is, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. You know, my point is, you know, Why change something now when we don't know what the landscape is going to look like or how that's going to play out, right?
So I agree with us waiting, right? Think about it. We didn't even have 64 teams a couple of years ago. And now that we have 64, you got the play-in or whatever, the excitement is even more. So if you got a little school, like, you know, like they were saying, you guys are saying, you got some schools that haven't been in quite some time, give them that hope that, hey, I can still make it to that dance. Last year we had that Cinderella team that almost went to the Final Eight or whatever. You want those teams in, because there was to a point where you're giving these teams a reason to actually play. Like, I don't want to play in a school that there ain't no way, shape, or form we ever going. So give them that shot. I mean, the jobs, people actually stop working just to watch March Madness, right? So it can't do anything but bring more excitement to the sport.
Yeah. Tony, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. It's more than that. It's more than that. You know, work productivity takes a huge drop throughout March Madness. Huge drop. Let's go to Tommy in Connecticut. Tommy, welcome in.
Anita, how are you today? Happy St. Patrick's.
Yeah, same to you.
Just two quick things on the NCAA tournament. I think anything beyond the 64, the 68 that we're having now is out of control. I do like that it brings some excitement and attention to the smaller conference tournaments. I do like that aspect of it. But the whole point is to crown the best team in college basketball. And expanding anything further, I think it's just not the way it should be done. It's a great event, but it's the worst way to figure out who the best team in college basketball is.
Yeah, Coach K, of course, and Tommy, thanks for the phone call. Coach K, who we know is no longer coaching Duke, but he was on I want to say he was on Rich Eisen's podcast, I believe. And he pretty much said the same thing I did, or I should say I said the same thing he did. And that is, let's not change anything until we see how this landscape in college basketball and college football is going to look with so many changes that are on the horizon in regard to teams, universities, jumping ship and how this is going to look and how it's going to feel. It's going to be so different. Quite of it is quite scary, considering how, again, I feel the transfer portal and the NIL has really screwed things up. Quick break. We come back. It's our last segment. You want to jump on board. We haven't done a Who Am I. Maybe we'll come back. We'll try a Who Am I when we get back. We'll see how much time we have next here on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
It's time now to play Who Am I?
My apologies. I meant to play this earlier, but we had really some phenomenal guests on today. Rich Cimini, Jordan Renan talking Giants, Jets, post somewhat free agency, looking ahead to the draft. Also Mo Hamilton to talk Knicks, and then David Sampson to talk Major League Baseball. So we've got about 6 minutes left in the show. Let's get the calls rocked and ready to go. 800-919-3776. Harvey is producing. He'll be answering the phones. This is how it works. Who am I? I have a certain person in mind. Could be an athlete, could be a coach, could be a celebrity, regardless, pertaining to our wide, wide world of sport. And also, the common denominator is this individual was in the news this week. So I'm not grasping at straws. This is somebody who's relevant because they were in the news this week. I give you three clues as to who this person is. You call in. First person gets first crack at it. If that person does not get it answered correctly, we go to the next caller. They get another nugget, information, and so on and so forth until somebody guess who this is. So, Harvey, you ready to rock and roll?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. First things first, this individual was drafted in the first round of their draft. This player, this individual was, I just gave that away, was drafted in the first round of their draft. Okay. This individual also spent his entire career on one team, which is very not frequent when it comes to this day and age of free agency across the board in professional sport. And this individual, this individual's father was a power lifter. This individual's father was a power lifter, and his father was very instrumental in, his father was very instrumental in turning his life around at a very young age, because this, I keep on saying this individual, this player, at a very young age was overweight and unhealthy and ate a lot of junk food. And his father, at a very young age, started getting him to lift weights and really, at the end of the day, changed his life and credits his father in that moment in regard to becoming the athlete that he became. 800-919-3776. Oh, boy, here we go. I'm sure he's going to get it. Let's go to Sal in Dutchess. Sal, you always get this on the first try.
I didn't hear the Nuggets. I missed it. Could you tell me them right away?
You just called? You don't even know the Nuggets?
I missed it. I was upstairs and I just heard the things coming on right away.
Okay, all right. So this individual this individual was drafted in the first round of their draft. This individual spent his entire career on one team, and this individual credits his father for changing his life because at a very young age, he was overweight, ate a lot of junk food, and his father was a power lifter and made him start lifting, and it really changed his life, and he credits his father in that moment to him becoming the athlete that he became. Who am I?
Oh, God, I know the weightlifter part. Now I just... I'm gonna take a quick guess and say Jason Kelce.
No.
No, that's incorrect.
That's incorrect, Sal. There you go. 800-919-3777. Phone lines are lit up, so I'm sure at this point. So I'm gonna give you another nugget. Let's bring on John from White Plains. John, welcome in. So you've got drafted in the first round. Entire career with the same team, father very crucial in his career, and I will go with has won a Super Bowl. John, who am I?
Aaron Donald.
That is correct, my friend.
Awesome. You know, the only other tie I've ever spoken to is when I won this thing.
Good job. Appreciate it. Thank you for participating and everybody who called in. Some other nuggets on Aaron Donald. Three-time Defensive Player of the Year, one Defensive Rookie of the Year, 8 Pro Bowls. Also still holds the record for the fastest time for a defensive tackle with a 4.68 40. Went to University of Pittsburgh, grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Went to Pittsburgh, played football for Pittsburgh, and graduated with a degree in communications. Also really, really impressive, more athletic, impressive. 23 sets of 225 pounds, and also squatted 800 pounds. 800 pounds. How about that? Nick Chubb, running back for the Cleveland Browns, he holds the record for running backs squatting 675. Aaron Donald squatted 800 pounds. And again, probably the biggest story and a feel-good story. At age 12, fat, overweight, ate a bunch of junk food. Parents tried to get him to eat right, do all this. His father dragged him down. They called it the dungeon. He had a workout room in his basement. And he credits his father that moment for really changing his life and becoming the athlete he was. So... anyway, Aaron Donald, today's Who Am I? Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. Thanks to all our guests. We really, no pun intended, but we covered all the bases today. Baseball, NBA, the Knicks, of course, beating the Kings yesterday. March Madness, we got Selection Sunday tonight. Exciting stuff. And of course, baseball is right around the corner. Again, stay tuned. You've got your Rangers pregame show coming your way next with Don LaGreca right here on 98.7. ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.